With winter right around the corner, we can now start to see a drop in temperature here in Sioux City, Iowa. This week, you can expect to see a range of temperatures from as low as 34 degrees all the way up to 63 degrees. There is even a chance for snow on this upcoming Tuesday. Morningside College student Chloe Pieper says,
"The weather here has been super unpredictable lately. One day there's snow and the next is sunny and 65.
When asked how a college deals with weather such as snow, she said,
"We do a great job of keeping the lots and streets on campus clear and drivable to the best of their abilities since the roads are super hilly. They also do a really good job at making sure they spread salt on all the campus sidewalks and building entrances."
This is great news for Morningside students as we move into the upcoming winter season. Speaking of college, on the campaign trail, President-elect Joe Biden was called the most progressive nominee in history. One of his policies that led to that description was his call for student debt forgiveness. Now that he's been elected, the 42 million Americans with education loans may be wondering, will it really happen? To answer this, Biden laid out a narrower plan than proposed in the past, saying he would forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers and the rest of the debt for those who attended public colleges or historically black colleges and universities and earn less than $125,000 a year. College student Alex Curran-Lewis says,
"As a Biden supporter, I believe that Biden's student loan forgiveness plan seems realistic from what little I've read, and I hope him and his administration can pull it off."
On a completely unrelated note, did you know you might actually be losing your mind? But there may be a way to stop it. Almost half of all dementia cases could potentially be prevented or delayed by adopting 12 health measures. The biggest known risk factors for dementia are smoking, excess alcohol consumption, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, head injury, depression, hearing loss, exposure due to air pollution, as well as lack of exercise, education, and social contact. Minimizing these risks could potentially prevent or delay up to 40% of dementia cases globally. For example, it is found that individuals can protect themselves by not smoking, drinking less than 21 units of alcohol per week, avoiding activities that could lead to head injury, using hearing aids if needed, eating a healthy diet, and exercising and socializing regularly. In some higher-income countries, including the UK, US, and France, dementia rates in older people have fallen in recent decades, possibly due to improvements in education, nutrition, and healthcare. This suggests that preventative health measures can have an impact on dementia in the same way that they have helped to reduce rates of lung cancer and deaths from heart disease.
Well, that's all for today. Remember to enjoy the weather, look forward to our future with our new president underway, and stay healthy.